office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
I'm grateful tonight to have have my wife with me.
Amen.
I have my son.
Amen.
He's a basketball star for P-Bank. Like Miss Annie Gregory said, take the Lord with you. No matter where you go, no matter how high you fly, take the Lord with you. Don't let nobody turn you around. Don't let nobody steer you in the wrong way. Don't let nobody put all them skills in your hand. Because he's a young child. Woman. And I know if God called me home, he'll have some kind of background than what my daddy had told me. Now, can we preach Acts chapter 5 and verse 19? It's talking about repentance. Words of this life. The verse 27. When they had brought them before the council, and the high priest, and asked them, verse 28, saying, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? Behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. And intend to bring this man's blood upon us. 29 said, Peter said unto the other apostles, and answered and said, we are to obey God. And I'm going to take this thing as, let's do it again. Nothing about him.
the rooster crowed three times before he cursed them out. Y'all know that, don't you? 27 chapter. It's in the book, it's in the book, it's in the book.
Yeah.
They began, let me tell you something, Peter was full of the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible said, if you look in that first part, the Bible said, even the shadow of Peter passing by, they brought out people with sick folks on the couch, laying them on the street, and all Peter had to do was pass by. Holy Ghost, something else, man. I'm going to send a comforter to you. It's going to search you inside out. Even if you do them wrong for yourself, by yourself, the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you and say, now you know that's wrong. And then you're going to have to do what Pastor Franklin and the rest of the group say, I repent. I'm turning away from my sin. Because sin, I asked David, sin will separate you from God. You got to know how to repent. That's one of the things Jesus said when he came on the coast. He said, repent for the kingdom of God. He went a little further and said, say, Saul, Caleb, Zabinese, children, millionaire. Yeah. He said, follow me. And he jumped right on and followed him. Am I talking to somebody? Jesus trying to tell somebody tonight, follow me. Because that was a vision.
Come on.
19 chapters.
Yes, sir.
16 verse. He said, good master, what should I do to inherit the kingdom of God? I'm going to come to you. The Bible said, Jesus said, the Ten Commandments, Sister Franklin. And he said, well, I kept all that. Jesus said, you lack one thing. Don't sell all you got and distribute it to the world. And come and follow me. You have riches in here. He's going to do that. He's going to do that. Because all of it belongs to him anyhow. He said, I got Caleb on 1,000 leaves. Psalm 15:10. And if I was home, I wouldn't tell you. I thank God. He's not like us. He's compassionate. He's 100% spirit. And he's 100% divine. He got sleeping. He got tired. And he cursed the fig tree, didn't he? 11th chapter of Mark, didn't he? Because he wouldn't bear no fruit. See, we got to bear fruit. He come out of, what does it say right here? I'm too far in there. What does it say? It say, this is our theme. A biblical blueprint for a healthy church. Them boys had it together because they sold their possessions in Acts 2. And the ones that didn't have, they made sure they had. That's what we do. We have neighbors, and neighbors looking like, I don't know it. I ain't giving none of my store. Just will not forget that God blessed you with it so you can bless somebody else. This is Acts chapter 4. And they say, we're going to threaten them. and tell them don't do this anymore. But there's something about the name that makes you want to keep on saying Jesus, my heavenly God. Jesus, my way maker. Jesus, the Son of the living God. Jesus, brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Jesus, my heavenly God. Somebody coming through those doors having a heavy heart this morning. Somebody coming through those doors dealing with situations that they can't give in. But you got to put it in the Lord's hand because God will.
Then Peter and the other apostles.
constantly said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Because Peter probably said, I remember how I deceived this man. He told me when the crop grow 3 times, I'm going to deny him. I remember when I was on a boat the other day, and I was out there trying to fish. And he said, look out into the deep. And I went out in the deep, and I caught all kinds of fish. And I went and fell down at his feet and told him, say, Lord, depart from me, because I'm a sinful man. Luke chapter 5, verse 7. Of these things.
Yeah.
And so also is the Holy Ghost,
yeah,
whom God had given to them,
yes,
that obey him. I'm trying to obey him. I'm trying to keep the commandment of the Lord. Because when I keep the commandment of God, God said, I'll open up a window,
yeah,
and pour you out a blessing.
Yeah.
I want some blessing from the Lord, not Satan the devil. I want some blessing from him, because I know he's not a devil. I'm going to follow him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
come on.
Yes, my lady.
Come on.
To say,
well,
at the beginning to send you the council, question them.
Yes,
here come a boy named Gambi.
Yeah.
God always make a way out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Gambi, a doctor of the law, Pastor Frank, stood up and said, look, there's been a lot of men come along this way.
Yes, sir.
And they've been talking about this and that and the other and all that old kind of stuff. You know, but give these boys a little space.
Yeah.
Because see, Theros and all those boys, they came along, they lasted a little while. That's what Gabriel said. But they faded away.
Yeah.
But if this is be of God,
yeah,
you're not fighting against him.
He's all right.